Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
We got a big old video for everything going down with Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, The Rock, and Roman Reigns to kick off this week's episode of SmackDown. You know the deal? I like this story very much. Also, hello, my friends, and welcome to the end of the wrestling week. But there is yet one more show to get in the can. We may as well call it Rock a Down at the moment. That doesn't make sense because SmackDown was his word to begin with. And now I've totally flubbed the video up. What was that, like 25 seconds? I don't know how I've lasted this long either. Let's up those doubts. We did kick off with The Rock though, and given that we were in Memphis, we were gonna turn back the clock. That was doubly true because The Rock has a new entrance, but it's technically his old entrance. I mean, he still has those cool lightning bolts, or electricity, if you will. But yes, he came out to his Hollywood rock music, or his old music, whatever the hell you want to call it. And I tell you, this thing evolves every single week, and I'm here for every second of it. He was also gonna do a rock concert, so once again, it was Back to the Future 4. Well, this time, he was just gonna be doing the singing, and he had proper musicians here. But you know the deal. He loves to do this anyway. He's died to cook. You should probably go and watch this for yourself. I mean, it's already all over social media, but there were some killer lines in there about Cody Rhodes' mum, Cody Rhodes being Stardust, Seth Rollins not being as popular as his wife, Becky Lynch, and one hell of a shot at Jay Morant, which has totally meant everybody has gone totally nuts, which I totally understand. Hashtag totally. But yeah, it made you laugh. Maybe it made you cry a little bit if you are a Cody crybaby, which I am. We have tears for a reason. So heel Rock is just the best Rock, and if you haven't seen the social media promo he did last night either, he also then carried it on SmackDown, because he was like, right, Cody, last week you slapped me, and how did you respond on Raw? You went and cried. Honestly, he was such a dickhead here, it made me laugh. He was also appalled at the fact that he wants to give the world championship to Mummy Rhodes. So he said, here's what's going to go down. Here's The Rock's weight belt, and I'm going to beat you up so badly, it's going to be covered in your blood, and I'm gonna give that to your mum, and then I'm gonna tell her you're welcome. But when he said you're welcome, he sang it like the line from Moana. I was like, man, this version of The Rock totally unhinged. So this really was all very good stuff, and again, well worth your time. But now I want The Rock versus Cody Rhodes. I'm not 100% sure we're ever gonna get The Rock versus Cody Rhodes, but either way, if you just wanted a little bit of entertaining, giving it up. When it was time to get a team one step closer to the six-pack ladder match that is going down at WrestleMania, of course, it was Legado del Fantasma taking on the LWO. Because this was going to happen. We're all going to die, then we're going to have kids, and they're going to die, and then those kids are going to die, and their kids will live, and they'll die. And this feud is still going to be going on. I can't see why WWE put this here, though, because if you were trying to keep people's attentions, what the Great One had left, you got some amazing flippy-dippy-doo-dar action. This was great. Now, Fantasma used asshole tactics to take over here when Joaquin Wilde and Del Toro both got in there, and they just started busting out the super kicks, because everyone likes a kick that is super. They then did some mad dives as Del Toro hit this ridiculous springboard, which he loves to do, when they got totally murked by the commercial break. Damn the adverts. Because when they came back, Del Fantasma was in control, so I'm going to presume that Humberto started shouting, hey, you can keep doing all of that stuff, but you're not selling anything, and it's crappy modern wrestling, and nobody likes it. And the LW were like, oh man, maybe he's right. That's when he attacked. That'll do. Berto and Angel then hit this slam off Tina the Turnbuckle. But I think Del Toro was done. He just hit a Spanish fly button, and thankfully the machine was working today. He hit a Spanish fly. It meant that he got the hot tag too wild, which is good because his hand was all warmed up. He hit this awesome tornado DDT for the 1-2-oo. Then there were a lot of these 1-2-oos, and I could smell what was going to happen. Del Toro then tried to help, but I don't think he had taken his med back at all because he was instantly mugged off when Legado El Fantasma hit that pop-up knee thingamajig they started doing. It looks pretty good, and it got the 1-2-3. So I did think this was really fun, so I am going to give it an up. But given that there's more to this program later, it has to get down. The feud's gone too long. I don't really know what we are doing because we just keep hitting copy and paste. Like, it's not bad, but it's just time. It's just time. This happens in all our lives. So yeah, and now we too shall move on. Because for the first time in a while, LA Knight was going to cut a promo. For some reason, it feels like it's been ages. It did make me laugh, though, because Kayla Braxton was like, have you had any success in finding AJ Styles? Like, LA Knight for the last 7 days, but looking under couches, looking behind doors. I don't know where AJ Styles is. He also welcomed Styles to turn up right now and humble him, because that's what Ad has been talking about. And when he didn't show, he was like, well, surprise, surprise. You're happy to go all the way to Australia to attack me, but you can't even be bothered to come to Memphis. I doubt you'll even be at WrestleMania. However, Knight then told us that he will own Styles' ass at WrestleMania, and he laid down the challenge. I was like, but dude, you just said this yourself. What if he didn't turn up? You're gonna be wrestling a ghost. Turned out that AJ was listening to all of this, and at this moment he was like, I think I should attack him right now. So he came out of the chair, he whooped his ass when he actually got a microphone and said, hey ho, you know, I will accept your challenge. So there's another WrestleMania match. Now, I do admit this one feels a little bit lackluster, but again, we still have a few weeks, so we'll see how it goes. What I do like about it is the whole thing is based on hate. I hate you, and you hate me, so let's have a fight.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll give it an apple. Logan Paul then found Nick Aldis in the back and would say, listen to me, general manager. I think you should get Randy Orton to apologise. I was like, yeah, good luck with that. He also wanted some form of a suspension, but Nick was like, I tell you what, why don't you go and get the sorry from Randy yourself? Logan, as always, was quite good here. He was like, yeah, maybe I will. You could see in his face, he didn't mean it. Kane also found the bloodline backstage after this, and Jimmy Uso went totally crazy. But ultimately, he has accepted Jey Uso's challenge, so there's another WrestleMania match in the books. He then did this face, but he stared into the camera for around about 54 years. And after the first decade, it's a bit like, yep, it's getting slightly awkward. Randy Orton then came to the ring because he must have heard people talking about him, and he was going to be taking on Grayson Waller. And I've enjoyed this threesome or foursome or fivesome, especially Grayson Waller and Austin Theory together. They are a laugh riot. Mostly too, you can just tell that Randy is having a good time right now, which he was doing here as he basically threw Grayson into the ringside area. And before all of this, Logan Paul had come out to sit on commentary, so you could see that something was coming. He saw Carson a distraction from that position as well, which when Grayson thought, oh my gosh, I see an opening. And yeah, he got a few licks in when Randy Orton decided to play the greatest hits. Because he got up and hit him with a slam and he was going to do the draping DDT, but he got backdropped to the floor. And essentially, he got back in the ring and he did the draping DDT. It was like a mega tease. Austin Theory then tried to run interference, but he totally screwed that up and got smashed with an RKO. When Grayson turned around, he got an RKA too, uno dos tres. Austin was like a little puppy here though, because he kept coming back, and at one point he was even shouting, Logan Paul, get in the ring to help me. And they were going to do something to the Viper, when surprise, surprise, who came to make the save? It was Kevin Owens. These two then whooped everybody's ass. And he also did the most ridiculous thing to Austin Theory. He got hit with the stunner, and he popped up in the air, so Orton could RKO him. Now look, he didn't exactly get the timing right, but this made me chuckle away for about 5 minutes. More of this, it was wonderfully redonkulous. Aldis then arrived and he wound up Logan even more saying, oh, did you get that apology? When he'd actually got, you know what, this has given me idea for WrestleMania. And it will be Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul for the US Championship Triple Threat match. This SmackDown was crazy for people just going, whoa, here's a WrestleMania match. Although I think this one could be very good. And if you put a gun to my head, I can't figure out who is going to win, which is stupid because if someone had a gun to my head, I'd just guess a name. Even if I went Doink the Clown, it's better than saying nothing. I don't want to die up. Dakota Kai then told Bayley she's going to break her later because they are in the main event. when it was time for Santos Escobar versus Dragon Lee. The flub was this? Because of course you know these two can create magic, so I thought at the very least a rabbit would come out of a hat. But after about 2 minutes, the Garra del Fantasma just ran interference and they beat Dragon Lee after the Phantom Driver. I was like, I don't know if you should be doing this, man. He is actually a dragon. These idiots beat up Lee afterwards as well until Carlito made the save. But he totally sucked at this too, because eventually Santos jumped him and he threw him into Rhea the ring post. As we did know though, Rey Mysterio had been advertised for this show, so he finally decided, well, I know a lot of carnage has been happening, but I'm already behind the curtain. I think I'll go out now. And finally, somebody made the save. Escobar then ran away because he is a massive baby when Mysterio got on the microphone and said, next week it shall be you versus I, Santos. And look, we do have to do this match because Santos Escobar busted up Rey's knee. So I like that. It's continuity, so it is going to get an up. But given that only 2 minutes and also this feud that never ends, well, I'm going to give it a down. Just kind of feel like we're stuck in a Magimix here. Is that a common term? I don't know. I never even had a Magimix. I just saw one on the internet the other day, okay? Leave me alone. That's my stuff. We then got more six-pack ladder team tag team matches after this. That was absolute gibberish. What a mouthful. But it was Star Wars' favorite tag team, the new Catch Republic, taking on Pretty Deadly. So while this one was pretty easy to guess the outcome, because Pretty Deadly had barely been on TV recently, I thought it was another very good tag match. It's nice that Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne have been kept in the mix too, even after they lost their tag team title shot. Straight away, Peter here was like, man, who's got fingers, who's got digits, who's got hands? I'm gonna break them. Prince was so worried about this, he jumped in to help his friend. But that's when these two started chopping each other. They got into a chop battle. Let's face it, Pretty Deadly were never going to win that one. Pete then got a leg whip as he tagged in Tyler Bate, who hit a standing shooting star press and a big old suplex, which I always find impressive. And of course, he went right from this into the aeroplane spin. People really love that thing. He then picked up Kit for about 79 years when Elton tried to get in there. But by this point, Peter had also made the tag. Once again, he was going after hands. This is when we got into the 1-2 ooze, especially a pretty good one after a Pretty Deadly double bulldog. But once again, I was like, that's just not going to happen. And all it really did was wound the Republic up. They got their orders from the Death Star and they hit that double team burning hammer thingamajig they like to do. And they got the 1-2-3. So now I think next week's it's Legado del Fantasma taking on these guys. And that should be pretty decent too. I also like this because the British contingent were working their magic. And of course, who was on commentary? Wade Barrett, who, by the way, does a great job with Corey Graves. When we did get to our main event, which was focusing on Bayley, this should be the way. She's a star. The only issue is that she was facing Dakota Kai. And straight away, I was like, well, there's no way she's winning. And there's no way you're winning. I smell shenanigans. They're coming. And they did. Now, they traded off by just slapping each other. And one of these was so loud, I was like, man, did somebody strike me? Why does it sound like I'm in the room? When Bayley got really pissed off, and she too was just trying to throw Dakota into furniture. That included the ring apron, which is the hardest part of the ring, and a suplex on the floor. When, of course, damage control started to sneak in, because for some reason, they were allowed at ringside, even though they interfered all the damn time. Bayley still slammed Kai with a big old knee as Oscar tried to get in there, but totally screwed it up. Which is when Bells hit the elbow, she got the 1-2 ooh. Kai then came back with a big old kick when it was Io Sky's time to get involved, and we got a bomb of power. When this just got totally out of control, because Bayley threw Dakota out of the ring when damage control were just trying to hit her. But because they were not successful in laying a glove on her face, the ref was like, well, there's nothing I can do about this. When Io was there, she laid the title in the middle of the ring. When Bayley got distracted again, and this time Sky was done with it, she did attack Bayley, and the ref went, ah, oh, well, now I get it. Disqualification. Naomi must have seen this was coming, because she too was right behind the curtain, but she had not done her wrestling maths. This was like 94 on one. She got her ass whipped. What I really did like, though, is the crowd then started chanting for Bianca Belair. But as we'd learnt last week, Bianca remembers what Bayley had done to her for the past couple of years. So she ain't helping, and she didn't show. It also allowed Damage Control to hit this crazy moonsault onto Bayley. And she took it right in the face. So I hope she's okay. And it meant SmackDown ended with these goobers standing tall. So I did think the match and the aftermath was quite fun. And of course, I think eventually we will do Damage Control versus Bianca Belair, Bayley, and Naomi, which is perfectly fine. So that's getting an up. But that finish was too over the top for even me. And look at me, I'm a massive, massive idiot. Just a little bit convoluted, you know? Sometimes you can see it coming, it's getting it down. It is all leading to Bayley winning at WrestleMania, though, which is going to be an incredible moment. I can't wait for that. And ultimately, SmackDown is always a good show. It breezes by. 2 hours is the best length. give it a nap. Now, of course, please do click the video on the screen, which is Ups and Downs from AEW Dynamite, because we support all wrestling here on Ups and Downs. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Let me know how wrong I am with my opinions in the comments below. Otherwise, have a great weekend, my friends. I'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.